Lovely to have you joining us again this afternoon. I'm up here at my mother's house and I came across this old paraffin oil lamp sitting on the table in the hallway. And I asked my mum about it and she said it's very, very old. It belonged to her mother. That's my grandmother. Now, if my grandmother was still alive, she would be about 115 years of age. She grew up on the Donegal Road in Belfast. And after she got married, she moved to a little place called Board Mills, which isn't all that far from the town of Saintfield in the County Down. Beautiful part of the world. And she went along very faithfully to her church. But it wasn't until later in life, whenever she fell ill and was taken to hospital, that she began to think about spiritual things. A faithful Christian at that time went to visit her, shared the word of God with her. She sought the Lord and became a Christian. She got saved. And that was a tremendous change in her life at that time. Pastor Willie Mullen, in those days, was a very popular evangelist and Bible teacher. And sometimes, if she could get a lift, my grandmother would have travelled all the way from Board Mills down to the Tuesday night Bible class in Lurgan to hear Pastor Willie Mullen. And then, quite often, on a Sunday night in the 1960s, again, if she could have got a lift, she would have gone down to the Ulster Hall to hear Dr. Paisley preaching the Word of God there. But this little lamp belonged to her, and so it's very, very old. There's some paraffin still in it, and it says on it it's made in England. And as I saw this little lantern sitting, I just immediately thought of that lovely verse of Scripture in Psalm 119. Verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And there's so much in that verse to encourage the child of God. You know, we really only need a lamp or a light whenever we are surrounded by darkness. I wouldn't think of lighting this lantern today because the sun's streaming through the windows and it's bright in the home. But if there was a power cut and it was at night time, you could certainly light this little lantern and it would provide light in a dark place. And we live in a world that is full of darkness. The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And you know, I believe that we are approaching the last days, and days of darkness are more and more prevalent now, spiritually speaking, than ever before. And if ever we needed guidance, if ever we needed direction, if ever we needed the Word of God, it's now. Even in the Church of Jesus Christ, many people seem to be losing out with God. Many seem to be waxing cold. Some are even departing from the faith altogether. Others are living in defeat. Others are yielding to compromise. But friends, the Word of God, the Bible, is truth unchanged and truth unchanging. One famous preacher years ago said, it's either get back to the Bible or we'll go back to the jungle. And this world of ours is like a jungle. It's the law of the jungle in many respects. But praise God, the Christian, the child of God, has the lantern, has the light, has the lamp. And it's a lamp to our feet and a light onto our path. That text of Scripture implies darkness. It also implies that we're on a journey. It speaks about our feet and it speaks about our pathway. And without a lamp to lighten our way, so easy to get lost, to be not sure where we are, where we're going, or how to get there. And I wonder, as you traverse life's journey, as you travel through this life, I wonder today, what road are you really on? Are you on the broad road that leads to destruction? Or are you on the narrow way that leads to life? Jesus Christ, our Lord, in John's Gospel, told the Pharisees of his day to search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have life, and they are they that testify of me. Can I encourage you today to take the Word of God, the Bible, spend a little bit of time, even after this short message, reading the Word of God for yourself. Put it into practice in your life. And can I appeal to all of God's people? Let's take God's Word seriously. Let's get back to the Bible in these dark days where we desperately need direction, because friends, there's no real direction coming from anywhere nowadays in society that is solid, that is profitable, and it is certainly true. And that's why we need the Word of God. It's a lamp to our feet, and it's a light unto our pathway. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you again next time.